Coinbase lifts USDC rewards to 6.5% in Bitcoin. For Coinbase One, Coinbase is offering Coinbase One members 6.5% rewards on USDC balances for 1 month, with the yield paid in Bitcoin and settled weekly. The exchange laid out the mechanics in an official post on August 22. Hold USDC on the platform, opt in, and earn BTC on that balance every week. The higher rate is time-limited and gated behind a paid Coinbase One subscription. The offer, in plain numbers, the standing USDC rewards program pays a lower base rate to all eligible users. This promotion raises it to 6.5% for the promotional month and only for Coinbase One members. Payouts land weekly rather than at the end of the term, so rewards start compounding into a BTC position from the first week. The distinction that matters: this is yield on a stablecoin balance you hold, not cashback earned when you spend. It sits alongside Coinbase's card products rather than replacing them, and the two can run at the same time on one account. Paid in Bitcoin, not dollars. The reward asset is the part worth reading twice. A 6.5% rate quoted on a dollar-pegged balance sounds like a fixed return, but Coinbase settles it in BTC. The dollar value of what you accumulate rises or falls with Bitcoin's price after each weekly payout. If BTC drops in the weeks after a payout, the realized return on that tranche is below 6.5%. If it climbs, it is above. That makes the headline rate a starting point, not a guarantee. Anyone treating this as a savings account substitute should size it as a small BTC accumulation play with a stablecoin funding source, not as principal protected interest. The Coinbase One tie-in. The gate here is the same membership that unlocks Coinbase's card perks. Coinbase One is the paid tier that also powers the higher Bitcoin back on the Coinbase One credit card, a US product that rewards spending in BTC. Members now have two BTC-denominated streams pointed at the same wallet: rewards on idle USDC and rewards on card spend. For a member already paying the subscription, the USDC boost is close to free upside on cash that would otherwise sit idle. For someone not subscribed, the math is different. The promotion runs 1 month, so the reward has to clear the prorated cost of the membership before it is worth joining for this alone. Most people who benefit are already inside the ecosystem for the card, the fee rebates, or the trading discounts. The cardholder trade-off, card users, who park a dollar buffer on Coinbase for stablecoin spending or top-ups, now have a reason to keep that buffer productive during the promotional window. The trade-off is custody. Balances earning this reward sit with Coinbase, which carries the usual counterparty exposure of any custodial platform. Funds held there are not the same as coins under your own keys. Spenders who prefer holding their own keys will keep their working balance off exchange and skip the offer. The practical read: eligible members should opt in. Treat the 6.5% as a variable BTC yield rather than fixed interest, and not move extra cash onto the platform purely to chase a 1 month rate. The offer is a promotion, and the base rate returns when it ends.